Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters, it seems like every Thursday we end up with just two of the queens, and it's always the same one. Interesting. Good morning to you, Queen Real Delia. We got to get some more folks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Trivia Thursday.
That's right, y'all. It's Trivia Thursday. It is January 25th already. January 25th, 2023. We are moving through 2023, y'all. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl and Queen Real Delia, and all my other queens and kings out there listening. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Trivia Thursday. And are you smarter than the queens? Call in and play
That's right.
There's only two of us, so we could use the extra help this morning.
Yeah, we need folks to come in, y'all. I'm trying to think who I can call to come in and invite. I did create a post to be shared across the board. Yeah, we need to get some more folks up in this piece to see if they are smart or if they want to be smarter than what they were when they woke up this morning. Okay, I see Queen Georgia Brown Sugar is in the building. Great. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I know you are. I work those crazy hours, so I appreciate, like I said, I really appreciate all of you guys being here, you know, taking time out your mornings, getting up early to be here.
Thank you.
Are we going to get into our Our three-peat artist this morning is Kashif, rest in peace. You know, he's no longer with us. So we're going to get into some Kashif.
Love some of Kashif. Mm-hmm, I do, too.
I had forgot that he had passed away. I was like, wow, Kashif is no longer with us. That's crazy. I think he had died. I think he was diabetic, and I'm not quite sure where he was away from. Yeah. So, but just a great songwriter, producer, also a multi-instrumentalist. Yeah, so we're going to get in. He's from New York originally. So let me get into his Essential album that has all his hits on there. And start our morning off with some Kashif. Let me see, where should I start off? Okay, let me start off with Help Yourself to My Love. Yeah, today is the 25th. Or the 26th, my bad.
More and more.
I don't know why I'm always off on the calendar when the calendar is right here on my iPad. So, yeah, my apologies. It is January 26th with 26 days in. Thank you for that, Delia. Let's get into it. Stone Love.
I'm waiting for
Y'all, so that concludes our three play this morning. Kashif, rest in peace. Rest in peace to Kashif.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I love every second of that three play. I am a huge Kashif fan, so thank you for playing that this morning.
Sure. It just came to me. Hey, we haven't done Kashif yet. I went into our archives and searched for it, and I was like, no, we haven't done Kashif yet, so he was definitely needed to be on deck this morning. All right, y'all, we're going to get into some trivia. Now, the trivia is really, are you smarter than the queen? We really are going to go back to first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. We have categories of math, science, language, arts, and history, and world geography. So I'll give you that. They're not multiple choice, but you are able to pick the categories, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and those categories, you know, the core classes that you normally take. So we're going to see y'all. We're going to take it back. We're going to work our memory. We're going to go back to those days when we were in class, when we were paying attention. Were we really paying attention at school?
We were running our mouths, probably.
Running our mouths. Daddy, Daddy. So anyone who wants to participate, I see people on the board, you know, don't hesitate to hit that number one, y'all. this wakes up our noodle. This basically engage us, and like I said, it's good for us, especially in the age group that we are. You know what I mean? So it just works our brain, give us some energy. Early in the morning, it is 7 o'clock right now, a.m. on the west side of the on the west side on the west coast here on the east coast. If you're on the east coast listening, we appreciate you as well. All right, so we are going to start with you, Queen Real Delia. We have first grade, like I said, all the way up to fifth grade. We have math, we have science, we have language arts, we have world geography, and we have history. What category and what grade level would you like to start off with?
I'll do third grade math.
Third grade math it is. All right. Let me get into that section of it. All right, second grade. Here we go. All right. Now, it's so easy. How many minutes? Oh, let me get my applause up because you're going to get this one. And if you don't get it, that means you better go back to first grade. How many minutes are in a half? How many minutes are in a half an hour?
30.
That is correct. That is correct. 30 minutes is in a half an hour. All right, Queen Zoila, what grade level and what category?
What are the grades again? And the category?
The grades are all the way first to fifth grade, and we have math, history, science, and language arts, English and language arts, and world geography.
Oh.
History, social studies. Yeah, that's what it is.
I hated social studies. All right, I'm going to do fifth grade geography, is it? What is it?
World geography, okay. All right, let's do world geography, fifth grade. All right, let me get over here. English language arts, second grade, third grade. All right, pass this one. Okay, here we go. And you say you want fifth grade. All right.
Good yeah, job. This is going to be a challenge, y'all.
Right. Yeah, it is a challenge. It is fifth grade. It's a challenge, y'all. I'm serious. All right, here we go. How many countries are in North America? How many countries are in North America?
North America consists of three countries.
There are three. You said there are three countries?
Yes, Mexico, well, Canada, and the United States.
That is correct. But then you also forgot all the sovereign states in the Caribbean and Central America. But Canada, the
but
United States, Mexico. Yeah, they say 23. They say 23, but you did get Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and then there's all the sovereign states in the Caribbean and Central America.
Well, thank you for giving me that because I,
I mean, I would have said the same thing
because
I thought all the sovereign states in the Caribbean, Central America. I wouldn't have said that. But I definitely would have known Canada. You are right. Canada, United States, and Mexico. All right. Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, what grade level and what category?
Give me second grade geography.
World geography?
Whatever that is.
Second grade?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get into second grade world geography here. Hold on. Oh, we got also grammar and spelling. So just so you guys know, we also have that category too. Let me get into this one. All right. World geography. Where'd you go? All right. Here we go. Second grade. In what state will you find the Windy City? In what state will you find the Windy City?
Illinois.
That is correct. Nice. All right, we're back to you, Queen Real Delia. What grade level and what category?
Fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar, all right. Let's get into fourth grade grammar. All right, here we go. In the sentence, Sally is a very good drummer, what part of speech is the word very?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a modifier to the adjective good or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, and what is that
an
called
adjective.
Though? It's an adverb.
Adverb.
Remember adverbs?
Yes.
Okay,
I
was trying to get the womp womps up, but this is commercial that we get first before the womp womp.
Okay.
There we go. Yes, adverb. Remember adverbs?
I forgot about adverbs.
Yep.
Now I do and forever shall remember.
You were on the right. You were right there. You said adjective, verb. That's what adverb is.
All right.
We back to you, Zoila. What category and what grade level?
I'll do fifth grade spelling and grammar.
Okay, spelling and grammar, fifth grade. All right, let's get to fifth grade spelling and grammar, all right. I love that you take that. Okay, so actually spelling and grammar only goes up to fourth grade. My apology. I don't know why they didn't give me – actually, for the spelling and grammar, they only given me first grade and fourth grade, so we'll do fourth grade for you.
Okay.
All right, fourth grade. What is the prefix – and disassociate?
D-I-S, dis.
That is correct.
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Okay.
We should all disassociate from Ruth. I mean, for Reese.
There you go. Perfect. We're going to roll with that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Gosh.
I couldn't resist it.
No, that
All
was
right.
a good one.
That was. Okay, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, what grade level and what category would you like?
Let me see. Oh, give me second grade spelling.
Second grade spelling it is. All right, let me get into spelling and grammar. Where did you go? Here we go. I apologize for just the note. For the grammar and spelling questions, we only have first grade and fourth grade. So you could do first grade or fourth grade spelling.
Oh, give me the easy one. Give me the first
grammar.
Grade.
Okay, first grade. All right. How many syllables are in the word animalistic? Animalistic. How many syllables are there?
Five.
That is correct. Five syllables, you guys.
That seemed more like a fifth or a fourth grade question to me, but okay.
That's
the first I know.
To me, because it was like, can you count?
Yeah, right.
But you know,
it says
now, these kids now learn stuff that we learned like in high school at a young age. I'm what the heck?
And just off subject real quick, I don't know if you guys seen the little black boy that's only 2 years old. His name is Samaj, and he is the cutest little thing. He has went viral on social media. 2 years old, and I guess they're from the South, and he's, you know, he says, ma'am, ma'am, like his mom walks in and say, what are you doing, Samaj? He said, washing dishes, like that.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys seen
that.
Wow.
He is so precious. Yes, he is such a cute little boy. He's two, you guys, going on three, and he's just so intelligent at this age. Yeah, and then these pandemic babies are amazing.
Yeah.
They are out of this world. You know, they are so advanced in their age, in their mindset. It's ridiculous. I mean, again, off subject, the six-year-old little boy who shot the teacher said that, had wrote a letter saying that he wanted to put her on fire and everything. He is a little demon, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's Damien the Omen.
He's Damien all over again. He is true demon. I'm sorry. 6 years old, and I hate to say it, he looks like he's mixed. Like they don't show his face, but his complexion is dark skin, and his hair looks very fine. So I don't know what he is, to be honest. All right, let's get back to our trip. Okay. All right, we're back to you. We're back to you, Delia. What category and what grade level?
Let's do third grade science.
Third grade science. Nice. I love it. All right. Let's get into the science section of this. Third grade science. Where are you? History. Okay, that's history. Here's science right here. Let me show them in science category. Math, okay, math, and then I should have science right after that. All right, okay, hold on, apologize. The scrolling is getting, I know I saw science in here. Hold on.
You said science.
All right, here we go. You said third grade science? All right.
Yes.
When a living thing makes more of its own kind, is it called reproducing, reducing, or recycling?
Reproducing.
Back to you. What category and what grade level?
oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't like social studies. And let's do fifth grade.
You said social studies, fifth grade? Okay.
Yeah.
Why
not?
You didn't like, I like that you challenged yourself because you say you didn't like social studies. So, all right, let's go ahead in here. Social studies, history and social studies are both, I remember we used to have, you know, the history class and then we have social study the next semester. So, yeah. All right, let's get into, here we go. And you said what grade level? I'm sorry.
I'm going to take
it
to the fifth.
All right, fifth grade. All right, let's go to fifth grade. All right, here we go. What was the name of the last queen of France? What was the name of the last queen of France?
Victoria.
Marie Antoinette.
Oh, well.
Victoria
would have been English. Yeah, I was about to say she would have been English.
Yeah, you're right. That's okay.
Well,
we got your womp-womp thing.
Zoila,
now we
got to go home, but you got to take your ass back to fifth grade.
It is the Queen of France, okay? All right. Queen of France is Marie Antoinette. All right. All right. Georgia Brown Sugar, what category and what grade level?
Let me try... spelling for the third grade.
Okay, spelling third grade and grammar. Grammar and spelling third grade. Oh, we only got first grade and fourth grade.
Oh, that's right. Give me fourth.
Okay, fourth grade grammar and spelling. What is the prefix in disassociate? Oh, wait, no, we did that one. Sorry. What does the prefix R-E mean? What does the prefix R-E mean?
Here's with regard.
Again. Again is the answer. Again.
Like renegotiate.
What does the prefix R-E, re, mean? Again. Oh, and I'm sorry, I didn't give you the whole question. What does the prefix re mean again? And then what is the past tense of put?
Placed.
It's actually put. What it, that's all one question. What is the prefix re mean, which is again, and then what is the past tense of put? And it's actually the same thing, put. Delia got it right. So put. All right. Yeah, because put, there is no, you know, put it. We're not going to say put it as past tense, so it's put. So I gave you the womp womps already.
Would you go put it there?
All right.
I would put it there.
Yeah.
I put it there 5 minutes ago. I'm going to put it there, and I put it there 5 minutes ago. It's still
put. I put it there. You know what? Now that you say I put it there, do we say that, y'all?
What had happened was I had went and put it there already.
The ebonics of it. I put it in there.
Okay. Well,
that's what we should have, a trivia for how to translate things to ebonics.
Okay.
Because I know how to make anything ebonically speaking.
Yep. The ebonics will come out. I put it in there. I did. But yeah, there's no past tense. I mean, there's a past tense of put, which is put. All right. And re means again. So, all right. We back to you, Real Delia, category and what grade level.
There, and then I'll re-put it there because you told me to put it there, and I had to go re-put it there because you told me to put it there, but I already had put it
right
there.
Okay.
Anyways, enough of that. Make me lose my concentration. Okay, give me the subjects again. Refresh my memory.
We have math. We have science. We have language arts and grammar, first grade and fourth grade only. We have world geography or geography, history, and social studies.
Okay, I'm curious. Give me social studies for third grade, please.
Third grade social studies it is. What? Okay, here we go. Julius Caesar was the emperor of what empire?
The Roman Empire.
That is correct. The Roman Empire.
He was killed on the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. March 15th. Ooh, I would have felt so bad if I didn't know that.
You said third grade, so that's third grade history and social studies. So good job.
Well, you know, third grade was a long time ago for me.
Yes, it was. All right, Zoila, what category and what grade level?
I will do fourth grade spelling and grammar.
Okay, fourth grade spelling and grammar. All right. Get all the way down there to the bottom. That's the last category on here. All right, here we go, fourth grade. And this is the last fourth grade question.
Aw.
Yeah. Actually, there are no more fourth grade questions, and they didn't give it. I wonder why they limited grammar and spelling questions just to first grade and fourth grade. Now, we got first grade, but all the fourth grades are done. We only had two of them, which Delia and Georgia Brown Sugar took. So we have first grade, spelling and grammar.
Mm.
But you're going to give her the last one now, right?
Both different category.
So I can't do fourth?
Let's see. First grade. Do first grade.
Right,
you might not know this.
No. You're right. Well, it just doesn't seem challenging, but okay, I'll take it. Who knows?
Okay.
I may not be smarter than the first grade.
All right, we about to see. We about to see. Which word is a possessive noun? Women, Sue, like the name of a girl, Sue, S-U-E, or boys with an apostrophe S, or flower. Which word is a possessive noun? Women, or S-U-E, Sue, or boys with an apostrophe S, or flower.
Boys. With an apostrophe. Yeah.
That is correct. Boys. I was like, okay. She got it.
Y'all, I was a little worried, actually.
Yeah, we just took your English speaking card away from that one.
Right?
I'm telling you, these first grade questions ain't no joke. Shoot, they will get you caught up. All right. So I look. All right, back to you. Or wait. It's
Georgia Brown Sugar.
Yeah, Georgia Brown Sugar, your turn now. What category? What grade level?
Oh, Jesus. My brain is fried.
I know, you just know. Girl.
I'm struggling, y'all. God. Give me second grade science,
okay. Second grade science, let's get that up. Okay, that's history. Let's get into science. Third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade. Okay, here we go. Science, English, language, arts. Where are you, science? Oh, here we go. You said second grade or third grade?
Second.
Okay, second grade. All right, here we go. Earth is located in what galaxy? Earth is located in what galaxy? This is a second grade question? Wow.
Told you, they're way ahead. Shit, I don't know. This galaxy. I don't know.
Delia did get it right. You can call on the queen if you like.
Call on Delia.
Delia said Milky Way.
What was it?
The Milky Way. The Milky Way.
Oh. The name
Earth is located in what galaxy? The Milky Way. Mm-hmm. All right. Real Delia, we back to you. What category and what grade level?
Second grade geography, please.
We're second grade world geography. All right, let's get into it. Geography, which one? All right, let's get down to that level. Second grade. Let me see. That's English, language, arts, science.
I'm trying to hit all of them right now.
Mm-hmm. My favorite subject was language arts and English and world geography. Those were my favorites in school. All right.
Yeah, mine was language arts and English and science.
Only up to science, but my kids are great in science and they loved it. All right, where did the category go? Okay.
I didn't even mind dissecting the frog. Surprisingly.
Yeah, that was the highlight of biology. and science. That was the highlight. Did you guys do that? All right, so second grade world geography or geography is what continent is Egypt? Wait, why don't I have the answer right here?
Egypt is in the African continent.
Right. What continent is the country of Brazil part of? What continent is the country of Brazil part of?
Brazil is Central America. Brazil, I think, is Central America.
It's actually South America.
South America.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I knew it wasn't North America. Okay.
South America, the Central America countries I'm not good on.
Probably all I know the South and Central Americas. I'm not good on knowing which countries are in those. So you got my Achilles heel on that subject because.
Okay.
Know,
well, we got
Egypt,
you. Well, you challenge yourselves. You know that. You know, like you said. All right. So we all know that Brazil is part of South America. All right.
It's a long plane ride, even from Florida. 12 hours.
Really?
I'd like to go there one day, though. It's you know, that's a place I'd like to visit.
Is that on your bucket list?
On my bucket list, yes, indeed.
Yep.
But before that, I want to go to Australia.
What category and what grade level?
I'm going to do fifth grade. Is it science? Is that one of the...
Yes. Yeah, we have science, We have science, fifth grade science. All right, let me go to that because I do remember you saying science was probably your favorite subject in school. Is that correct?
Yeah, I made straight A's. And probably a few B's here and there, but straight A's throughout seventh and eighth grade for sure.
Nice. Good job.
Chemistry and physics kicked my ass. I'm not going to lie. So I did have some B's.
My daughter is amazing. She went all, she took, and I was very proud of her because, you know, that science and math is, they only require 2 years of that, but my daughter took it all the way, math and science, all the way through high school, which she excelled at. And I tell her that's her calling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these Generation Z, you can't tell them shit. They know every goddamn thing already, so.
Yeah. Millennials, too.
The millennials under 35. The millennials under 35. Because the ones that are above 35, they will listen. Now, they'll make their own decisions.
Generation
Z and the millennials under 35, you can't tell them a goddamn thing because they know everything.
Right.
Shit. They're going to learn the hard way. But it is
they
what it is. Gotta let them be. Okay, let me see. Science, fifth grade. Science, and that's not every one of them. That's just some of them. All right, let me get into
the great majority.
Yeah, the great majority. That's real talk.
Just looking at book. I'm like, okay, you'll find out.
You'll find out later. Yeah, I'll be trying to. My daughter's smart. She's also good in marking, you know, how they have them take the test, you know, what they're smart in and what career choice they should make, which is marketing and sales. My daughter, like her job that she's in, she's top dog, won a trip to out of state and all this stuff. So she's on the top of her game in that field. But I just really think that she should be using science and math to make those six figures. Eventually she will. All right, fifth grade science. What are the three states of matter? We had this question before. What are the three states of matter?
Is this multiple choice?
Nope. Think about water.
Water,
air, and fire. Yep. I don't know.
You call on the queen, Delia.
You over there?
Liquid,
like you might
solid,
know.
And gas.
Oh.
Yep, that is correct. with solid
that's
income.
My friend.
And then when it's steam, it's gas or vapor. It's
there
gas.
You go. Oh, thank God for you, Delia, because I was about to say earth, wind, and fire.
What are the three elements of soul? Earth, wind, and fire.
That's a good one, though,
all,
okay?
That's a good one. I like that.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Wow. Earth, well, thank you for your help.
I couldn't remember that one.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was trying to tell you to think about water, because it's like water is, you know, liquid, solid, or gas. I think that was the way they taught it to us for us to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the thing is? We have had these questions before. We've had this this question.
You're right.
That's why I remember it. I remember reading it, so.
I didn't know it then, and I didn't know it now.
Now you do.
Well,
I bet you ain't going to forget it again. Yeah,
right.
You're going to learn it back, because I bet this is the last time you will not. What are the three matters? You will not never learn that.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
George Sprouse, what category and what grade level?
Oh, God. Give me geography. Third grade, second, fourth grade.
Fourth grade geography. All right. Yeah, you know your geography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know your geography, so here we go. How many continents are there? How many continents
seven.
Are there?
Seven.
That is correct, seven.
I wish she said it faster than I could open up my window to type it.
I've been six of them. I've covered six of them. The seventh, I had no desire. Antarctica.
Okay.
And that's because of the moving thing. I said, oh, hell no. Nobody can hear the scream out there. They were offering good money, too. I said, no, because if you go,
yeah.
You're going to be stuck for over a year. They said, no, it's springtime. Ain't no damn spring in Antarctica. Hell no. And they got monsters. No. I was kidding. Can't nobody hear you scream out there? No. Mm-mm.
When the abominable snowman comes after you.
Ain't nobody going to rescue you.
I'm more afraid of the thing. They do some weird experiments out there. Hell no. I ain't that curious. No. No.
You remember that lady doctor that had to remove her own appendix?
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Yeah, she did surgery on herself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, hey,
I know something like that. She did surgery on herself. She was out there alone.
Because
wow.
Every time you get there, it'd be good weather. Then 20 minutes later, it's a damn blizzard. And then you're stuck because a blizzard lasts forever. No.
Yeah.
You can't give me doo-doo. And
I don't even like to go nowhere where it's cold enough to have solid snow on the ground. So
okay.
I already know. I don't like to sit hang out in the frozen food section of the supermarket too long. Get my ice cream and get up out of there.
Okay. We got their own tolerate ice cream, but I need a ton of gas pills because that ain't free. So the guy picked me on an ice cream date. The Lord have mercy. He got to stand upwind.
All right. Good job. We back to you, Queen Real Delia. What category and what grade level?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what I haven't done. Let's see.
Yeah.
How about fourth grade
math?
Yeah,
okay,
fourth grade math.
All right, cool. Yeah, I like math too. Math has always been finance is my. I'm a guru in finance. Okay, so fourth grade math.
Mathematics.
All right. The interior angles of a triangle always sum to what?
shit, I don't know. I'm going to say 180 because that don't sound right. But
that is correct. 180 is correct.
We'll do it. I'm hoping yes. That was when I started not being good at math, geometry.
Geometry was a challenging subject once you got out of the basic regular math, geometry. Once you got into geometry, that's when you really had to start using that noodle. All right.
I'm glad I was thinking out loud because I really was not positive on that answer.
Well,
so I must have pulled it out of the deep, dark recesses of my brain.
Yep.
What's good to me is when they say, yeah, you're going to use this later in life. Yeah, damn lie.
Well, yeah, if you're on the Queens in the morning, you get to use it later in life.
Okay.
On the trivia show.
All right. Good job, Delia. All right, Zoila, we back to you. What category and what grade level?
All right. Judging on that question about matter, I'm going to regress a little. I'm going back to the fourth grade, but I'm not
okay.
doing science. What else do we have?
We have math, language arts, social studies, history. I think we're out of fourth grade. Yeah, we're out of fourth grade spelling and grammar, so I'm gonna leave that out. So history, social studies, math, language arts and English, and world geography, and science.
Okay, language arts.
Language arts. Okay. Up there to language arts. Let's get back there. Second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fourth grade. Okay, here we go. Language arts. You want fourth grade language arts? All right, here we go. That's first grade, second, third. All right, here we go.
This is going to be some junior high stuff. Watch. I'm talking about some fourth grade. Go ahead.
Okay. What is the main character in a story called? What is the main character in a story called?
Well, let me put on my intellectual voice.
It's probably not thinking cat.
The main character in
a story.
It
starts with a P. I'll give you a clue. It starts with a P as in Peter.
Oh, Lord. What have I gotten myself into? Hold on. I was going to say subject, but he or she is the Can I call a queen? Can I call a queen? I'm going to go with Georgia Brown Sugar.
Now, you want to go with me, and I haven't even opened my eyes yet. I'm sitting here talking with my eyes closed.
Okay, then we move it right along to Queen Delia.
The protagonist.
That is
correct. Yeah.
Wow. That was on the tip of my tongue. Like, it would have taken me 10 years, but yeah.
That's the trip because I would have said subject two. You know,
yeah,
everybody think it's the main character in the story. I would have said subject. Not protagonist,
yes.
But I
Delia.
Remember talking and reading and learning about protagonists in the story. So,
like I said, that was some junior high level stuff right there. But congratulations, Delia. Well, job well done, rather.
Okay.
Good job.
Can I go off?
All right.
Go real quick. Can I go off subject for a second?
Yes.
Those tornadoes come near you?
Yeah, but it didn't like wreck the area of Houston that I'm in. It was probably about a 25-minute drive from here, in like the Pasadena area. So yes, my daughter and I are very blessed that we were not involved in that. We had zero damage. High winds, but no damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got high winds out here in L.A. right now. I mean, it's blowing everything away.
Yes.
And we had an earthquake the other day. I felt it. It woke me up
yes.
in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
I heard about that, 2 a.m.
It was, is this an earthquake? And it was shaking, and then it shook a little more, and then it stopped. It was like 4 point something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the center of it was in Malibu. Yeah.
Somebody on the East Coast would think that the earth is just going, they're going to fall in with a 4 point something. Because you know how we go, yeah, oh my God, that was a real baby one. They feel a 4 point something. They're going to be, oh my God, God forgive me. All of my sins.
Earthquakes are a trip. I'm so, you know, you're used to them living down here in California, especially in Southern California, of course. I've just been in so many of them. And, I'll, you know, when they continue, that's when you know you better get your ass up and get protected. So when it started shaking a little, and I laid in the bed and I said, okay, let me see how long this sucker shake before I go run and be under that hard ass table in the living room, because I'm gonna be safe. I got a protocol. All right, Georgia Brown Sugar, what category and what subject?
Okay.
I mean, what category and what subject and what level?
That question was really a delay tactic. You didn't pick up on it. No.
Oh, okay.
But I was concerned about Gary. I was really, I mean, about Joy Lab.
Yeah.
Really
I didn't even know they had tornadoes over there. I didn't even hear nothing about it. Okay.
I saw it in the middle of the night, and I said, I'm not going to send no text out while everybody's sleeping. Hell no. They said, oh, you okay? Now you woke me up. Oh, shit.
Yeah, because you up, working. Yeah,
everybody's asleep. Damn, I got a doctor's appointment this morning. I better open these eyes up. Okay, give me a step deflecting. I'm going to give me the first grade, whatever they have.
We have subject science. We got math, science, language arts, and English, and geography.
English. Give me first grade English.
English.
Still ain't open my eyes up.
Okay.
I'm laying in the bed with my eyes closed.
Okay.
And I haven't passed out on the phone yet.
Well, we have. Okay, first grade English language arts is, what is the term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
I know this.
Yeah, you know.
I know it, and my brain is going still back there on tornado. It ain't keeping up. I'm still sleepy. I'm super sleepy.
What is the term for a word that is that is similar in meaning to another word? Yeah, you know this one.
I know it, but my brain is like, okay. Damn. I can't
this
think
is first
of it.
Grade.
This I know.
First grade.
That's the bad part about it. I mean, that's the bad part about it.
Oh, pass it to me. I'm going to try.
Pass it to
me. Oh, my God.
You call it a queen?
Yeah, I did. I said, can you pass it to Zoila?
Okay, Zoila?
I'm going to say synonym.
That is correct, synonym.
Huh?
That is correct.
I see, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Thank you. Yeah.
I got stuck on that one, too. I couldn't think of them three words, synonym, antonym, and homonym.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yep, exactly.
And now that she said it, it's like, oh, yeah, that's what it was.
When you're a writer, you know, synonym is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Because you want to find different words for the same meaning.
Right, you don't want to use the same word all the time.
Exactly. So, synonym. And then I always go back to that rock for me. I love that, you know, back in the day when we used to watch on Saturday mornings.
Work where we won't come together. That J-E-J.
together.